If it's going to snow in Burbank, then I'm down.
It was snowing.
That's super weird.
The walls of the 13th precinct were bleeding. It was actually snowing. It was true snow. I got a picture of a friend who was standing outside in the snow about 1 o'clock this afternoon here in Burbank, and he's covered in snow.
That is bizarre.
I looked out the window, and it was snowing.
I don't know how to get my head around any of that.
I don't either.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
But the weather hasn't changed at all. It always snows in Burbank in March. I don't remember it ever snowing in Burbank.
Ever once.
And we have to look that up. It had to have at some time.
No,
1946.
But that doesn't mean we were here.
No.
Or alive.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Crazy. That was awesome. Crazy. That was bananas.
All right. Let's talk about today's show. Give me five.
Yeah.
Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
with
we're
going to
do Pink Floyd celebrating. What were we doing 50 years ago in 1973 when Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon?
Remember? Throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
Did he bought the album yet? Were you trying to hit it?
I had not. No.
It is coming up. We kind of going to pick out. We've got a few more things that Stu didn't play at the boot camp, and he's been throwing in tracks and extras all day. We got a demo. Roger Waters went out to his garden shed and did a demo, like just a cappella of Money.
Wow.
Before it was recorded, and we have that.
Which his is garden cool. shed.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Wow.
And his golden. He went his golden. And he called it Money. It was really wonderful. We'll play that.
People are dumb on the show today.
Yeah.
Tickets for Disneyland on the show today.
Yep.
Tickets for comedian Jim Gaffigan on the show today.
Yeah, nice.
One American dollar.
Mm.
And we're spring breaks. Because it's March, so about half of March and half of April is taken up with spring breaks from different schools all
the
way along.
Here comes the madness.
Yes.
I'm still living.
Right, that guy's the best. It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
Yesterday, we were talking about the piece of crap that is Alex Jones.
Oh, when will it drop dead?
And his latest is...
Hilarious.
Really funny, because you can't get a TV show in Hollywood or a record deal in Hollywood unless you turn your back on Jesus and accept and pledge your life to Satan.
Now, you might be thinking, there's no way he actually said that, but listen closely. Here you go. Truly him.
They get you in a room and they say, listen, we want you to reject Jesus Christ and pledge yourself to Lucifer.
Dude is punked. He has no idea. I mean, if there's ever been proof that he's not very bright, here it is.
Oh, so you think it was said to him?
Of course. It's hilarious.
Because they were messing with him. I got you. All right. Well, I didn't know if he was making it up. You never know with
Well, that's
him.
True, too.
Well, let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and say hi to Alex Jones.
Oh, you got him?
Hi, Alex.
Now, you people think I'm making this stuff up, but this is real. It's really happened, okay?
You said it happened
it's
twice.
It's only happened to me, but it's happened to many people in the entertainment industry. When you're offered a major record deal or a movie or a television show, they take you to an office, they sit you down, and they make you reject Jesus Christ and accept Satan.
Is this how it happened to Beetlejuice?
I know you're making jokes. I mean, I know you think it's funny here, but it's really not. Okay?
Because it's
this
stupid.
Is how Hollywood works, and people need to know this. And they know what they're getting into.
It's
okay?
Not at all how Hollywood
works. Some of us know some people that actually are on television shows.
Right.
The people you know, Kevin.
Correct.
Have they been asked to...
reject Jesus
yes.
and pledge their lives to
yes.
Satan? I hope not.
Oh, you know, you think maybe they did.
A lot of trouble if they did.
Well, if you haven't been offered a job in show business yourself, if you haven't been brought in for a major television network or something like that, you wouldn't know it. But many people that I've had meetings with, it'll not only happen to me, happened to Mancon Muller, happened to Bean Baxter, a lot of people who've gotten these opportunities have to accept Satan as their Lord and Master.
Do they actually generally then accept, and does Lucifer appear and go, hey, what's up? Here, sign here, sign here.
Here's an idea.
I need a little initial here.
Yeah, there's two different satellite offices of hell. They've got one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
Okay.
The one on the West Coast out here is in El Segundo. You go down there, you take a meeting, they bring you in. The lizard people bring you into a giant corporate office room.
Right,
they
right.
offer you something to drink, a Perrier,
right.
some lava, some baby blood.
Then Did they you put say the baby's
in
blood?
In front of you. Sure, yeah, that's okay. how they stay healthy. All the lizard people are drinking baby blood.
Okay, all right.
So they bring you in and they say, will you reject Jesus Christ and accept Satan? And if you do, you get your television show. If you don't, then the next thing you know, you're Scott Baio or Kevin Sorbo.
So you expect us to believe that you didn't do that twice when they offered you a network deal?
No, absolutely. I rejected it because I'm a Christian from way back. I was looking to get into radio. I thought maybe that'd be a lesser penance than it was. I went into a major office, and you have to reject Jesus Christ and accept Ryan Seacrest as your Lord and Savior.
That's even worse. The makers of Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, and other popular cereal brands are bitterly lobbying against the new Food and Drug Administration proposal that would prevent them from labeling their products as healthy.
Wait, what was the first one you mentioned? Fruit Loops? How do you consider
Fruity Pebbles?
How do you consider that healthy? How's that healthy?
That's my question is, have they been labeled as healthy?
Grape Nuts, you know, the guy, remember Yul Gibbons used to go out into the forest and eat trees?
Yeah, was that gravel?
Yeah, and stuff like that. He's like, anything in the forest is edible. You know, that I can maybe believe might
be. The proposed DNA rule mandates that food labeled as healthy must contain a major food group, such as dairy, fruits, or whole grains. And it must fit certain limits on saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars.
I'm sure Fruity Pebbles does not very much sugar or fatty.
Anybody that eats Fruity Pebbles, my favorite's Lucky Charms. First of all, good on you. Second of all, you know you're not eating healthy.
I mean, what about
that's just a given?
What's that cookie one? The one that's like shaped like little chocolate chip cookies, bowl full of cookies.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh yeah, it came out in the '70s or something. I'm like, are they trying to say that's healthy too? I mean, come on.
The rule limits cereals, for example, to no more than 2.5 grams of sugar, and that pretty much cuts out most cereals.
Everything, and then all the stuff that I pour on top too. The sugar that I pour on top.
Yes, agreed. In response, processed food companies that produce a variety of snacks like baked goods, pastas, frozen pizzas, all these different foods are going to have to be labeled not healthy.
Because they're not.
Right.
Who are you kidding? We know that going in.
In a joint filing made last month, the largest cereal producers in the country, General Mills, Kellogg's, and Post Consumer Brands, they went to court and they said that it is impinging on their...
Freedom of speech. Come on, that's not it.
Freedom of speech.
Boy, these people with their taking whatever and just applying it to themselves when it's not even a person.
Can you see the poor
father's going like, oh, no, it doesn't apply to your crappy cereal, man. Wait,
hold on.
That's not what we came over here.
So
man.
You got little pebbles of fake fruit?
How do I get me some of that?
You got little dry pebbles of fake fruit, and you want to say that that's healthy?
Yeah, you're pretending it's fruit.
Everybody knows it's not fruit, and it's not healthy, and it's delicious.
And it's not your First Amendment right to say it is.
It's ridiculous. Lucky Charms, by the way, far and away the best. Chocolate Lucky Charms, even better.
I don't know. Cap'n Crunch for me. Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
but basic. You're wrong.
I can accept that. I'm over that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We got one of 4 packs of Disneyland resort tickets just sitting here. We're going to give them away sometime between now and 5, so don't wander off.
First.
I need dollars. Hey, dude. That's what I need, baby.
So I can't buy boxes of cereal because when I do, for some reason, I finish almost half the box off immediately.
Because you're always high.
Well, I guess that's right. Cookie Crisp, by the way. That was the name of the...
Cookie Crisp is the one with the cookies.
That's the
you're
one,
right.
Yeah. Bowl
totally
full of cookies.
Right.
And I really...
So we were just talking about the fact that cereal companies are upset because they can no longer, if this rule passes in the FDA, they can no longer put that their food is healthy.
Yeah, but again, it turns out Cookie Crisp, but maybe not healthy.
I mean, none of... Fruity Flakes? Fruity... What are Pebbles?
Yeah.
Lucky Charms?
Trying to say that they're healthy.
I mean, you know... You know it's not healthy.
You know going in. It's
so just eat it.
You got to eat something with it or around it or later in the day that is healthy.
All right. What's the top 10?
Well, first of all, it's one American dollar.
I need a dollar, baby. Dollar, that's what I need.
Hey, hey.
And Kevin, you will get that dollar if you can tell me the top 10 selling boxed breakfast cereals in the United States.
So this top 10.
Yeah, Kiplinger, they put this together.
Okay.
Check this out. In the year 2018, as you gather your thoughts, in the year 2018, Americans spent $8.5 billion.
That's crazy.
On breakfast cereals in a box. So what are the top 10?
Does this include the garbage ones that I don't buy?
These are the best-selling ones. You know how it is. Best-selling. Which, you know, I'm thinking the healthy ones probably. That's probably that they don't want healthy on it because... Oh, no, that doesn't make sense. Now everybody's pretending they are healthy.
Yeah, right. That's they so want to be able to say that they're healthy.
For crying out
listen,
loud.
Listen, I have to go with my favorite.
Yeah.
Which is Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Number 7. So you got to get 3 more. You
all
get
right.
6 tries altogether.
All right.
3 more, and you can buy that
I'm trying to think of cereals that I wouldn't buy because I think there's plenty of those. Frosted Mini Wheats.
Frosted Mini Wheats. I actually like. You don't like Frosted Mini Wheats?
I do.
Oh, okay.
That one I do.
It's on
yes!
the list.
Yes,
it is on the list.
I am rolling.
You are. You're an unhealthy man.
All right. let's see. Raisin Bran?
Raisin Bran, surprisingly, is number 11.
So I'll take that one.
I actually like Raisin Bran.
Do you?
Raisin Bland. I do.
I don't know. Like Wheaties?
Wheaties.
Yeah. What?
Not even on the list at all. I don't even see it down here in the bottom 10. There's 20 of them.
I just assumed that they were.
You would think. Wheaties. I don't know where it was. I think it was on Superstore. One day, one guy was walking past the box of Wheaties, and his picture was on all of them. And he was just like, he stopped, and he turned
That's
and he
hilarious.
Looked. Because, you know, they used to put people's pictures.
Uh-huh.
But never anybody was just ordinary Joe.
Just a dude.
Very funny.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. Do you like Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops I like, but the texture of them is like gravel on the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just, it's dangerous.
But you got a lot of people who agree with you?
Yes!
It is on the list.
How is
you
that possible?
You just gotta get one more, you some bitch.
One more.
But you gotta get one more because the next one has to be right or...
No, I have two more guesses. I have two more guesses to get one right.
Five guesses so far and you got two of them wrong.
That's not the way I'm counting.
Well, stop counting.
Okay, so I have one more.
Yes, you have one more.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops,
baby. It's nothing lame like cornflakes, is it? Is it something lame like that? It's not my guess.
Interesting
guess. Asking a question.
I love cornflakes.
Do you really?
I do. I like the really bland cereals.
Lame.
But then I put a ton of cereal on it. I mean, sugar on it, yeah. So it completely ruins it.
Wow. I don't know. I guess I'll go cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Yes.
Yeah, man, you would think.
What?
But it's number 19. Doesn't that suck?
So I only got three?
You only got three,
man. This is my wheelhouse.
It is. And you're going to kick yourself.
All right.
We always do every time. Dude, you said Fruity Pebbles. One of the best-selling cereals out there.
Is it
we
really?
Were talking about it.
I would never think that was one of the best
number
selling.
10. Yeah, so that's, I suppose, why they don't want to take healthy off of it.
Huh.
Theoretically, healthy Life. I never liked Life.
Yeah. Who buys Life?
Thank you. You said Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yep.
You said Fruit Loops.
Yep.
You said Lucky Charms.
Yep.
You didn't say Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't ever get that.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
All right.
How
listen.
Boring. Frosted Flakes is on the list.
Frosted Flakes?
Yeah. Tony the Tiger, man. You forgot Tony.
Corn Flakes is close enough to that.
I'll give you a quarter.
All right.
And Honey Nut Cheerios, which irritates me, but what does that
Cheerios
mean to Cheerios is number one.
Is number one.
Number one.
I didn't even think of Cheerios.
Yeah, so.
All right, I lose.
No cereal for you. You know, it was San Clemente checked in. I tweeted that it was snowing here in Burbank earlier this afternoon around 1.
Which is insane.
Whittier got a little bit of snow as well today. I guess last time it snowed here, theoretically, was about 1949 or 50.
Really?
In
wow.
Burbank, yeah.
It was long before we were alive.
Oh, I was right here. Now. I was building the Golden Gate Bridge. And whatever, man.
It is March.
Yeah.
And March means several things. It means March Madness, mm-hmm. but it also means spring break.
Spring break!
And all the schools seem to sort of stagger their spring breaks so
yeah.
that it lasts almost a month.
Yeah.
Like halfway through March to halfway through April.
Yeah.
And so we thought we would take some phone calls on the worst spring breaks.
Oh, why the worst? Why not the best, Matt? You know, I'd rather hear about the worst.
The worst is funnier.
It's much more
It's
funny.
A lot more funnier.
Yes, exactly.
Remember when we were, where was it, Havasu?
Oh, Lake Havasu. Yes. Oh, yeah. We used to go up there to broadcast live from the spring break with all the kids, and mm-hmm. they were like, why are you old people here broadcasting? But someone took us out on their boat.
On their speedboat.
Yeah. And I was not sober.
I was hammered.
Me too, man. I really was.
And they said, you want to drive? And you don't ask somebody who's hammered that.
No, I've never driven a boat before.
Same. And
but
I was
like, sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I drove it for a while and almost everyone bolted out. And then Sluggo drove it for a while.
Yeah, I was cruising, man. I was like, it suddenly occurred to me. Well, I guess it was the next morning with the hangover. I was like, oh, what if there had been another boat out there that I didn't see?
That was
really stupid.
I wasn't even looking.
But fortunately, no accidents. We got away with it.
So we're talking about worst spring breaks. It could be you. It could be your kid. It can be a friend of yours.
Yeah, what went wrong?
Tried to go on spring break, and everything went south.
What was that guy that we had here? Right when you started, it was right about this time of the year, a couple of years ago, and it was during COVID and lockdown, and he didn't care. He went out, and he was doing spring break, and they asked him, well, what if you get COVID? And he goes, I got COVID, I think, but I'm still living.
I'm still living.
We've been quoting that ever since.
Yeah, that was March 2021 or something like that.
Yes, it was. I'm still living.
So we're spring breaks. 818-955-KLOS.
Yell what I want to yell.
It is almost that time of year. Yeah. Just about that time of year. So we're talking about spring break disasters. KLOS, where were you?
I used to go to Palm Springs every year.
Yep.
Tequila down the throat. Went walking down the boulevard, forgot everything. My friends went to the jailhouse looking for me because they were told I was in jail. And then I never went to jail. About 15 years later, a hotel called me and said, we have your license.
Wow, 15 years later.
They said, we just bought this hotel. And I said, well, mail it back to me. And they did.
Wow.
Hilarious.
That's amazing. Yeah. 15 years later. So do you remember where you ended up since you didn't go to jail that night?
I just kept walking the boulevard.
No, you got down to Mexico by the time you woke up.
Yeah, I kind of blacked out when I drank a lot.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. That'll happen. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
15 years.
That's crazy.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi there. Talking about crazy spring breaks.
Okay, so I'm a teacher, and it was my first spring break. My son was like 9 months old, so I was so excited. And I put him to bed, and I popped a beer open, started drinking, and all of a sudden we start hearing he's throwing up, right?
Oh, no.
So it turned out, so I had to take him. It was a whole big deal. He ended up being hospitalized all week.
With
rotavirus. It's called rotavirus. Now there's a vaccination. But back then, right. Oh, my gosh. So for the whole week of, I had all these plans to go to Disneyland, and we ended up
sitting in the hospital.
Because I had to try to nurse him. It was a big mess.
So your infant ruined your spring break.
Yes.
Boo!
I'll never forget.
Kids suck, am I right?
Grow up already, why don't they?
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about your worst spring breaks. KLOS, hello.
Yes, actually, it's a Good River story. Right. And we're at the river. We're at Lake Havasu. We decided to head down towards Parker to go to the strip and hit a bar there. And there was a group of eight of us. And we all decided we're going home. We head home. We get all the way back to our hometown, and we find out we left one of our friends back at the bar.
That is so great.
Yep.
And what'd you do? You call him and just say, "Hey, what's up? Where are you?"
Well, it was probably 20 years ago before cell phones, so we had no idea where this guy was.
Wow.
So we get all. Well, here's the greatest part of the story. We get all the way back to the house. And we park in the driveway, and he walks out the front door.
What?
So, turns out
he was there first.
He got a ride from somebody, and got all the way back home before we did.
Wow!
Because we were contemplating on turning around and going back and getting him because
that's a decent thing to do.
That would have been hilarious had you turned around.
So we said, screw it. We just kept going home. And then he ended up being home before we did.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Amazing. Right on, man. Maybe he's Superman. Maybe he flew home. You never know. He kept the party going. Yeah, exactly. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Spring breaks that went south.
Call now. Tell us about it. Do it or die.
Be my squirrel. You will be my squirrel.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Coming up in about 20 minutes on Give Me Five, we're going to take a nice long look at Pink Floyd celebrating 50 damn years of Dark Side of the Moon.
That's crazy.
Going to play your favorite tracks from it and a couple extra little things maybe you've never heard before. That's coming up at 5.
Time for one more call. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Talking about the worst spring breaks.
Yes, we were in Palm Springs. It was like 100 and felt like 158, but it was only about 132.
Right.
And we weren't old enough to get beer.
Oh, no.
So we couldn't get beer.
Right.
We got third-degree sunburns. We couldn't move. We couldn't drink. We didn't even want to get clothes, and we ended up going home.
No.
You ended up going home after how long?
About a day and a half.
That is a sucky spring break.
Yes, it is.
After spring break. Day and a half.
Day and a half.
I'm disappointed in your lack of ability to get alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it wasn't for lack of trying.
There's another one of them kids on spring break. Get out.
Yeah.
No, I told you, we're not selling to you. Get out.
Thanks for calling. We have four tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings take on the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night at crypto.com. We have a question for you that you'll have to ask.
A little query.
Kings fan. Or you can get your tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. But we'll start with caller 13, 818-955, KLOS. KLOS, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brendan.
Brendan, are you a Kings fan?
I am.
Good, because you're caller 13, so...
Did you see that the Kings traded Jonathan Quick?
I did.
Painful.
So, so sad.
What 2 years was Jonathan Quick the goalie for the Kings when they won the Stanley Cup?
12 and 2014.
That is correct!
Yeah!
Nicely done!
Right the hell on, dude.
Let's go!
Four tickets to see the Kings take on the Montreal Canadiens. It's tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets now at lakings.com/tickets.
I have tried so many times calling in. My birthday is 13. Call number 13. I was nervous. I got a tattoo of the Kings on my arm.
Nice.
And I was listening
to you
guys.
You really? And then I gave you the easiest question ever.
Easiest. I mean, I think you guys did a Kings one the other week, and that one was pretty easy. It was like Justin Brown. What team did he play for?
I think there's like 85 people who didn't get it right, though, in a row.
Oh, my God. I just parked my car from getting home from work, and I was like, there's no way I'm going to ever get through. But hey.
Sweet. You got through, and you won four tickets for tomorrow night. Congrats.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So, Kevin, you've seen Shaun of the Dead.
I have.
One of the greatest movies ever made.
Yes, agreed.
So, you know, they have a little backyard, a little garden in the house there where the zombie showed up and they're throwing the records at her and
right.
all that sort of stuff. That's very typical. I mean, have you been in England much of backyards there? They have a little backyard, a little space exactly about that size,
right.
and then a shed usually at the end, a little gardening shed. And this apparently is where Roger Waters, in about 1972 or so, wandered out to his little shed, and his pal wasn't a zombie and wasn't out there in the shed. So
it was just a little place to hold your lawnmower?
A little gardening shed. Yeah, not much. And he sat himself down with a little recorder, and he did this. We're going to play you Money. It is 50 years old today. Dark Side of the Moon came out on this day in rock.
This is not the band. It's just him.
It's just him.
Okay.
And it's his demo. It's basically the demo of Money, which is like, what, 6.5 minutes long or something?
Right.
This is like 2.5 minutes of a cappella hymn. Just creating this song. And it's incredible that it still exists, that it made it this long from like 1972. So here is the demo, and then we're going to play some Pink Floyd stuff from Dark Side of the Moon. We're going to ask what your favorite track
is.
We're
going to do Give Me 5 or Give Me 10 or Give Me 15, whatever it works out to be.
Yeah, exactly. So be ready to tell us what your favorite track is from. I mean, I got some stuff here that maybe you haven't run into before. Got some live versions. And then this, Roger Waters in his backyard, in his little shed, doing Money. You know, my favorite scenes in Pink Floyd, The Wall.
So weird to hear that version, yeah.
Right? In the movie Pink Floyd, The Wall is when the teacher grabs the little sheet that the kid's writing, and it's those lyrics right there.
Right.
It's such a great scene. And, you know, I got to think that's Roger Waters sitting in his garden shed in 1972 or so, coming up with a demo for Money. I have to think, you know, how artists, they see the whole picture. They see everything that it's going to be. And he had to have known what all he wanted to put in to some degree. As he was singing that.
I would think so, but then you also sometimes can't dream big enough.
That's true.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, he's probably picturing all the stuff that's going to go in, or maybe they went into the studio and like, hey, let's do this. Hey, let's do that, because it just turned into such a thing. So 50 years ago today, you know, it's kind of funny, Beatles at the beginning of Sgt. Pepper 20 years ago today seemed like such a long time.
Wow.
It was 20 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper. Now it's 50 years ago, Pink Floyd put out Dark Side of the Moon. That's insane.
That is crazy.
So we're playing a whole bunch of stuff from Dark Side of the Moon. We'd like to know what your favorite is. 818-955-KLOS. What track off that album always hit you? And Stu was filling in for Marcy today, and as he left the studio, said this is one of his absolute favorites from the album. So I thought we'd throw it in while you tell us what yours is. 818-955-KLOS. Released on this day in rock in 1973, 50 years ago.
That's just not possible.
That's insane. Wow. I remember 1973.
Wow.
I was having a little bit of fun. Dark Side of the Moon. It spent 741 discontinuous weeks off and on, but mostly on between 1973 and 1988 on the U.S. album charts.
Wow.
Which is insane. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We're going to talk to you. We're going to, of course, do more than, you know, the Furious Five.
Right.
Whatever it's called. It's what not we call our little show?
It's Gimme Five.
Kevin listen, and Bean Show?
Whatever.
So we'll talk to you about some of your favorite tracks from the album in just a matter of moments.
Commemorating Pink Floyd's landmark recording on its 50th anniversary, it's KLOS.
The first time I seen it was at Long Beach Arena in 1976, Dark Side of the Moon, my first concert.
Nice.
And it's 50 years old.
Right. Unbelievable.
My favorite song is Money. Just like Roger's just saying in his backyard.
Yep. You had probably unheard that before. It's unreleased.
His original demo version.
No, I never have it. I wish I were recorded it, but, you know, who has a tape recorder anymore?
Of course.
Yeah, right?
Of course.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. What's going on there?
Talking about Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Hey, man. This is Triple C up in Oxnard, man. How you guys doing?
Good.
Who's pink? Who's real?
Which one's pink? Movie? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which one's pink? Sorry. Yeah.
Pink had to stay home. He's in the hotel room. He's got one of his turns coming on. Youthful Kevin, I got to tell you, my very first contact high mm-hmm. ever was at a Pink Floyd show.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Coliseum in Phoenix. And I got home, and I was a teen, and I'm like, why do I feel so good, man? I mean, I love that show. And then I realized, oh, yeah, as soon as the lights went down, everybody sparked up.
That was your beginning of your love for Pink Floyd and weed.
And both. So happy birthday, happy anniversary, 50 years of Dark Side of the Moon. Damn cool. Struts, Fallen With Me. Kevin, you're telling me that you only listen to that song in your car right now?
Yeah, when I find a new song that I love, I listen to it for about a week straight.
Just that one song?
Only that song.
I love that.
When it ends, it starts again.
Wow.
That's the song that I'm listening to.
Wow, well, no wonder. That's such great stuff.
We are joined now by Matt Pinfield. Hey,
Matt. What's going on? Kevin, it's so good to see you in Sluggo every week. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course, we love having you on.
I love being here and getting to talk about, you know, my Sunday night show, because I have a great time doing it. And this week, I've got Luke Spiller from the Struts on
yes!
the show.
Yes! Awesome.
I love that. Their new song is great.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, all their songs are great.
Yeah, they're such a great band. He's such an incredible front man. And, you know, we'll talk about how he got to play Wembley at the Taylor Hawkins tribute show, but also how he didn't get to play the one in L.A. here at the Forum because he ended up getting COVID. You know, and it was, you know, he's such a good guy. He was like, people were like, hey, you know, to be honest, he's like, no way, I'm not getting in a room with two of my idols, Roger Taylor and Brian May of Queen, and getting the chance of getting my idol sick, know? Yeah. So he was too, he's
wow,
just
that's
such
great.
An honest guy. Yeah. I love that. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
So it's Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Matt, and then what are you doing tonight?
Oh, tonight I have a show that's on Axis TV, and it's called The Power Hour. We count down 10 of rock videos, hard rock and metal.
Oh, I thought that was a religious show.
We were thinking about it at one point, but we changed our mind and decided to do this.
You'd be a good preacher.
Yeah, you would.
I think you would.
When this all dies for me, maybe after. I've been in radio now almost 40 years, but maybe I have a future.
You have a future.
Anything's possible. But, you know, Godsmack and Shinedown are the guests on that show tonight.
Nice.
It's on at 7 p.m. and repeats at 10 p.m. Pacific here on the coast on Axis TV. And it's a fun show. It's the third week we're in, and it's just having a lot of fun. I have a blast. And of course, new and approved. Do you know this week we're on show number 112?
Wow.
So no kidding.
That's it. We keep on going.
Wow,
you know,
that's
so great. Because I love being a part of the KLOS family.
And that is Sunday night at 8 o'clock with the one and only Matt Pinfield.
Guys, thanks for having me.
We love you, man.
Love you guys.
Thank you, man.
Have a great show tonight, guys.
Thanks.
That was pretty damn amazing playing all that Pink Floyd today. Stu filling in for Marcy did the boot camp with a whole bunch of it and then threw in a super long Echoes. That was unbelievable. Very cool to hear on the radio.
It's really hard to imagine that album is 50 years old.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. So thanks to everybody for joining in on the fun, and happy birthday to Dark Side of the Moon.
And it's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. I lost one American dollar because I couldn't get 4 of the top 10 highest selling cereals.
You were super close.
I'm embarrassed, and I will take myself outside and give me 30 lashes.
And give yourself a bunch of Cookie Crisp cereal.
We gave away some Disneyland tickets, and we celebrated the 50th anniversary, like we were just talking, of Dark Side of the Moon. by Pink Floyd.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, I'm off to put my headphones on, smoke a big old bowl, and listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, man.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
You got to ask yourself what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do, man.
Yeah, I want to do a dedication for my buddy Whiskey Steve. It's his birthday today.
Whiskey Steve.
Whiskey Steve.
Nice. What song?
How about a little Beatles from Gandalf?
We want you to go to Disneyland Resort.
Yeah, we do.
4 1-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park for the celebration of a lifetime to celebrate 100 years of Disney at the Disneyland Resort. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Marilyn, you're caller 13.
Oh, my gosh. I needed that today.
Excellent. You got it today.
Yay.
4 1-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, awesome.
My guess is when you go, it won't be snowing like it was today.
I know. I'm guessing not.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Thank you.
You are most welcome. A tiny, not very successful little album called Dark Side of the Moon released on this day in rock 50 years ago today.
I don't even remember that album.
1973. And that was the one that all the weirdos got worked up because it had the rainbow on it.
Right.
And then they were like, well, how you got that rainbow going there?
Ugh.
From Pink Floyd.
People are the worst.
Dark Side of the Moon.
People are the worst.
These guys here, we're going to be playing a bunch of tracks off that album at 5 o'clock. Gimme 5. We're going to ask for your favorite from Dark Side of the Moon. And then we got some special little extras that you probably never heard before coming up at 5 today on KLOS. Just in case you weren't listening to KLOS all day, it was on this day in rock in 1973 that Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon. It sat on the U.S. album charts for 741 discontinuous weeks. It was one of the first times it ever happened. Ford was able to license the Beatles' Help for a commercial on this day in rock in 1985.